Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 21, 5-9, the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 21, the verses 5-9. The text is about the destruction of the temple and signs of the end times. Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will all these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." My theme, endurance amidst uncertainty. In Luke 21, 5-9, Jesus Christ addresses his disciples as they marvel at the magnificent temple. He forewarns them about the impermanence of earthly structures and the inevitability of turmoil and tribulations. The message revolves around cultivating endurance and faithfulness in the face of uncertainty. Jesus encourages his followers not to be alarmed by upheavals, but to see them as part of the broader narrative of God's plan. My dear friends, the message of enduring faith in the midst of uncertainty remains relevant to our contemporary faith journeys. In a world marked by rapid change, upheavals, and unpredictability, this passage invites believers to anchor their faith in the unchanging character of God. It teaches us to navigate uncertainties with trust, recognizing that challenges are not the end, but part of the unfolding story of God's redemptive work. Two questions for reflection. One, how can we cultivate enduring faith in the face of uncertainties in our contemporary context, trusting that God's purposes are unfolding even in challenging times? Number two, in what ways can we differentiate between temporary disruptions and the enduring truths of our faith, ensuring that our focus remains on God's eternal plan rather than being consumed by immediate challenges? Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, in a world filled with uncertainties and challenges, we seek the enduring faith that Jesus taught his disciples. Help us to trust in your unchanging character and purpose, even when faced with upheavals. Grant us the wisdom to discern the transient nature of earthly struggles and to fix our gaze on the eternal truths of your redemptive plan. May our faith be a testimony of endurance, pointing others to your unshakable love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.